Chrysler. There you go, and we'll go very quickly here. Hello, you're on W Talk.
Yeah, Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry Clancy, how are you?
Fine, Jerry, how are you?
Oh, not bad. I talked to you about some other things that you and I might get involved in later.
Yeah.
But I thought since this is your last day, I should tell you the day that you're leaving.
Yeah.
Or getting off the air, the license comes through for the importation of Greek paradoxes.
Greek paradoxes?
They come through.
The Greek paradox license?
It came through, remember?
You are fooling me, Jerry.
I called the government and said we wanted to get permission to open up a Greek paradox store on Monroe Street.
And that is, they really sent you the license?
They sent a license. They said that the tariff that will be applied will be dependent upon the inspector at the time of the arrival of the item.
Jerry, you're kidding me.
No, I'm serious.
You got a license to import Greek paradoxes?
Yes, sir. And now we've got to open up a branch in Minneapolis or wherever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to find out if there are any Scandinavian paradoxes.
Oh, Jerry, that is unbelievable. You really put them on to the extent where they sent you the license.
Yeah, but without any specific import duty.
Jerry, that is unbelievable.
Isn't this great? This is a great country.
It is.
I mean, how they cooperate.
Listen, will you call me at home later?
Yeah, I will.
All right, Jerry.
Listen, I got two other things.
Yeah, right.
As long as we're talking about Irish wakes.
Yeah.
Father Murphy says to the guy sitting in the pub, you should go over and cheer up Murphy because he's dying. So Hogan and O'Brien go over to the hospital. Mm. And they say, Murphy, geez, you're looking good. You're going to come out of here. There's no problem. So Murphy starts to feel a little better. As they're walking out the door, Hogan, being a big Irish farm boy, bangs his head on the door jamb.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns to O'Brien and he says, they'll never get a coffin in here.
Yeah.
And Brendan Behan's dying words to the nurse who took care of him in Dublin a few years ago when he was on his deathbed.
Yeah.
He said, sister, may all your sons be bishops.
Ah! Listen, Jerry.
Yeah.
There's a fellow who works in Lansing,
yeah,
representing some interest in Detroit, who's from Boston.
Yeah.
If I could just remember his name, I tell you, but you ought to call Roger Craig or somebody, because he comes from Boston and he has stories to tell about Curly that will, I tell you, you will not stand up.
Is that right?
And one of those stories has to do with a wake.
Is that right?
Yeah. No, I tell you who to call. Call. My friend the boxer, who was a state legislator. My goodness, how come I can't remember his
Chuck
name?
Chuck Davey?
Huh? No.
Chuck Davey?
No. From the 15th Congressional, I think. Call Roger. Roger would know who he is.
Okay.
And that guy will tell you stories about Curly that you simply wouldn't believe.
Is that right?
Oh, they're great. Funny. Okay, listen, take it easy, Jerry.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Right, bye-bye. What happened to Mike Nichols and Elaine May? I mean, this is a victory of intelligence over show business. You know about that. This is from the album called The Doctors, and I think this is the funniest cut from it. They're preparing to show you, or they're showing you how they improvise, and this is the way it goes.
Can we do a doctor spot?
Well, you can't do anything funny about doctors.
That's my son, you know. Oh, it's marvelous. The nurse. All right. I mean, all right already. 18 and a half minutes until 12. I continue to refer to Nichols and May as having achieved a victory of intelligence over show business. And that's the way I feel, and they did too, because you knew they quit. You know they quit when they quit. And the both of them continue to be among your more talented. Well, listen, you're on W Talk. Hello.
Hello, Paul.
This is your son, the talker.
That was something else. Paul, could I share something with you, because we have a common interest and a common faith in the young.
Yeah.
And to offset, my 15-year-old daughter wrote this.
Yes.
How can I help promote brotherhood? What can I do? It's so hard for me to fully tell you. I want to shout its need from the highest mountain, but can't find the words. I want to whisper its beauty softly in the peaceful dawning of a new day, in the hope that it will grow as the sun climbs higher, both reaching that bright and intense peak. But unlike the sun that recedes and retires at the end of the day, instead, brotherhood must live and thrive to grow tall, strong in the hearts of men who must share it so others can feel it, so others can know it. Only then can I open up my heart and let it rush forth to wash away the walls of prejudice, of bigotry, the old myths that believe that being different is being bad. The fallacy of these illogical feelings is obvious. If you can agree, the first and most important step has been taken. Surely we must build a new foundation on which to live, where a person is accepted for what he is, where he is liked or disliked for himself, where people stop saying, "I give you the right," when it never was theirs to give, where being different is considered a quality, a proud uniqueness, not a curse. This foundation cannot be built with money, nor with unkept promises, not with selfish compromises, not with the irresponsible or fearful appeasement, but with the giving of one's heart, giving his love to his brother, to touch him physically as well as emotionally. For it is by that touch and by determined action that sincerity and understanding can be realized. Reach out and grasp the hand of your brother. Walk together, talk together, grow together. We must share each other's hopes, dreams, ideals, and cultures. Feel it spread throughout you like a warm, rich drink spilling into your empty stomach. And suddenly, it bursts into a flame of growing strength, the ultimate goal.
Well, that's 15 years old.
Yep.
Very good. And I thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Good luck to you. Bye-bye. Hello, this is Paul Winter.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I hate to say it's a good morning. It's bad news, too, that this is the last day on the program that we've...
Don't say good morning. Say dovidzenya.
Dovidzenya. But I don't want to finish yet.
Oh.
I just want to say that not only will we miss you, but all the people that have contributed so much, even the ones I didn't agree with, I'll miss.
Mm-hmm.
I'll miss all of them, and I miss the talk station completely. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't understand why they have, they say music. Kids that want music or people that want music have record players. They
it's
sell more record players than ever.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I would like to say that we have learned so much. As I said, one half of the world doesn't know how the other half lives, and this station has given us an opportunity to hear how the other half lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it has given the silent majority an opportunity to voice the grievances, political views, and so forth, and that's one thing I hope that you will manage somehow to come back and put it back on the air.
Well, thank you very much.
And wish you the best of luck.
Dovidzenya.
Dovidzenya.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on W Talk, and this is Paul Winter.
Hello,
how are you?
Are
you there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just couldn't let this go by, of course, without saying hello.
Yes.
And I wrote a poem.
You've written some good ones. Let me hear.
All right.
Yeah, here we go.
Woe is me.
Woe
it's happened. I always knew it would. I warned you, Chicken Little. But alas, it did no good. The firmament is parting, Henny Penny's forecast smarting in the ears of all who scoffed and thought her wrong. And now, dear friend, you're leaving Detroit town steeped in grieving.
Whoa.
Though a better place for having known you all this long.
Isn't that nice?
And that's with love from Henny Penny to Chicken Little.
Thank you very much.
All right, and I'll be in touch.
Awfully nice of you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Before I forget, and as an act of self-indulgence, may I present to you one of my favorite songs these days from a fine movie, Orfeo Negro, Black Orpheus, right? I'd like to say it in Portuguese if I can. Anyway, it's one of the main themes from Black Orpheus, Manhaja Carnaval, which is the morning of the carnival, and I think it's a lovely song, and I'm doing it for myself as much as for you. O sol se a surgir em cada cor brilhou. Volto ao sonho então. ao coração. Depois je cheguei a feliz. Nasce outro dia a ver e não sabia já pela final monia. De carnaval, canto meu coração, alegria volto a feliz amonha, esse amor. Luis Bonfa wrote that. Isn't that a lovely song? I like it. Anyway, 10 to 12. That's the score. Those are the odds. And I don't know in whose favor they are either. Well, hello to you. You're on W Talk is what you are.
Yes, I hope my voice strikes terror in your heart.
Oh, it does, it does.
Because you didn't remember a name?
Well, Bill, I didn't. who was I trying to remember?
Al.
Al Sheridan. Okay, listen, Clancy, if you're listening, call Al Sheridan, and he'll tell you the name of the guy who tells all those remarkable stories about Boss Curly.
We ought to give him his phone number over there.
No, you can't do that.
No, I know it. I told Linda that if I didn't say goodbye, that I would cry myself until I died, you know?
Oh.
So, Benjamin, have fun.
Benjamin? Oh, of course, Mrs. Robinson.
Yes, and instead of saying break a leg or something like that, I'll simply say, may a bird of paradise fly up your nose.
Thank you, Mrs. Robinson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello, this is Paul Winter. Goodbye. I mean, yes.
When you were on Livernois in your little station wagon there at Pacapontiac...
Yes, ma'am.
My son brought me in. I insisted upon him doing it. I don't know whether you remember this or not, but he's the boy that came in. He's quite fat and went out and bought you some cigarettes.
I do remember.
I begged and pleaded with him. I'd seen you on television, but I wanted to see you in person.
Yes.
So he brought me, and I want you to know what you have meant to my life. And to this boy of mine, I've tried very hard to get him to call you, but he said, no, I can't talk with him. Just like myself, I'm filled because many a day I've cried for you when I thought people were being very mean and unfair to you. And to have you leave us, it means an awful, awful disappointment to me and to my boy. And I want you to know that I beg God's blessings upon you and your family wherever you go, and I hope that the people where you're going won't be as mean as I felt that some here in Detroit were to you. They don't know what they're missing by having you leave us, because you have been... I don't think I could have gone to school and learned as much as I have learned from you.
Well, that's nice of you.
It's just wonderful to have seen you, and I always pictured you, and I think that day, but you were so very busy that we didn't have a chance to talk, but I told you, you always remind me of God, and that's the way I'm going to always keep you in my mind.
Well, that's
and
risky.
The best of everything to you, wherever you go.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Yes, thank you. Hello, this is Paul Winter.
Yes, I've only called once before, and I don't feel fair I take up the air time, but I want to tell you what you've meant to me in the last 2 years. And there's still darkness, but I see light. There's still youth, but I see wisdom. There's still hatred, but I see love. There's still noise, but I hear quiet. There's still war, but I see peace. And because a person of your knowledge and love of your fellow man is only an agnostic instead of an atheist, I see hope. And I thank you.
Hello? Hello? I think we lost that lady. I'm sorry. Hello, this is Paul Winter.
Paul?
Yes, ma'am.
Paul?
Yes.
Is the one that called you about 2 years ago and asked you a question about the Asiatic man in Africa and the one in America?
Yes, ma'am.
And you started to tell me something about China. Okay, Paul, I have the history of both of them. I know very well just who they are and what they are.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Paul, listen. Hello, Paul.
Yes, I'm here.
Talking to you and listening to your program has been the most wonderful thing ever happened in my life. And I do hope and trust God you'll soon be back to Detroit.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Bye, Paul.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll be right back. Well, there you are. This is Paul Winter. Go ahead, please. Hello? I've lost you. Hello, you're on W Talk.
Oh, hello, Paul.
Yes, ma'am.
This is your Mighty Mo friend.
Ah.
Hate to see you go. You know, and I've heard so many good things about Minneapolis, too.
Yeah.
But one good thing they don't have anymore is Dimitri Metropolis.
That Metropolis of Minneapolis has gone elsewhere.
Oh, he was a delight.
To the great symphony orchestra in the sky, I guess.
Oh, yes. And I wonder if Minnehaha means giggle water.
I don't think so. It means small something.
Oh.
No, lake something. Lake something.
Yeah,
lake.
Minne is water.
Yeah, lake, yeah. Right.
Well, you've been just wonderful, and I hate to say goodbye to you.
Well, I thank you.
But I'll say like we say down home, we don't say goodbye, we just say, y'all come here.
Y'all come here, and I tell you what you're doing, you know. I don't know whether you say this down in your home part of the country,
right.
But I dearly love this expression. It's one of my favorite expressions. I think it's a Southwestern expression. You're all leaving me high lonesome.
Oh, yes.
You can't get no lonesomer than that.
I live in Texas, and I used to hear that.
Isn't that a beautiful expression?
Yes.
High
yeah,
lonesome.
It is.
They're going to make a movie by that title, I understand.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, when you played, all I can say is My Heart is a Lonely Bagel.
Delicatessen, yeah.
Yeah, now, that reminded me of the Nicholas May...
With a dentist.
The dentist.
Yeah, but I did it in 1951, so there.
Oh, well.
Okay, listen, thank you.
But good luck.
All right, thank
Bye-bye.
You very much. Now, I want to make an announcement. First of all, I thank you all for your kindness, your letters, your participation, and I would ordinarily... be very pleased to speak with you when I got off the air, but I'm not able to do that today. I'm attending an event that is rather close to me and something about which I'm very proud. So I shall have to bid you goodbye, but I have a way of doing it, which is, again, self-indulgent. But nevertheless, I guess in American popular songs, it's my very favorite song since the age of 13. From me to you, goodbye.
When you're awake, the things you think come from the dreams you dream. Thought has wings, and lots of things are seldom what they seem. Sometimes you think you've lived before, all that you live today. Things you do back to you as though they knew the way. Of the tricks your mind can play, it seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or where. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before. But who knows? is where or when.
This is Paul Winter. Thank you, and goodbye.